relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news. Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Welcome back, dear friends. Yes, indeed. How did it get to be the second hour already? So exciting. Lara Trump next, then Lord Conrad Black, Jerry Falwell Jr., and former CIA station chief Daniel Hoffman. If you are looking for an opportunity to get you out of the post-COVID blues, join me and Mike Lindell for the trip of a lifetime with traveling to the Holy Land for the Stand With Israel 2020 tour, December 2nd to 11th. We're going to visit all the important sites, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, the Sea of Galilee, where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Register today at sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Stand With Israel 2020 tour. She is almost at a million followers on Twitter. It says she's a NC girl in NYC. Hashtag MAGA. Show her some love right now. Lara Leah Trump on Twitter. Lara, welcome back to America First.
Well, thank you. And I guess my invitation for the trip got lost in the mail, but
what do you mean? What do you mean? We expect you, Eric, Don Jr. You know, if the boss wants to fly on Air Force One, we'll make room for him at the Tel Aviv airport. Of course.
Sounds great. I would love to come. Sounds like an amazing trip.
It's going to be fun. Guys, come on. It's Mr. Mike Lindell. You know it's going to be fun. Join us. Lara wants to come too. Now you must register. Lara, we've been, as we prepared for the show today, we are watching Sleepy Creepy Joe giving a speech in, it looked like a gymnasium or something with about five people watching him. It definitely was not a massive stadium in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I have to ask, you've been doing some incredible work for the campaign, really crushing it on social media with your own programs as well. Who is Joe Biden today?
Oh, well, maybe we should ask Joe Biden that, because I don't even really think he knows. Finally, on the 89th day, they brought him out of the basement. They propped him up. I guess they gave him, like, smelling salts or something to awaken him. And he is back out there. Sadly, not looking any better for all the time off that he had. But it's actually very scary. The Joe Biden that we see today, Sebastian, is really just a shell of a person. And he is being manipulated at every turn by the very far left radical wing of the Democrat Socialist Marxist Party, which is, I mean, very that's what they are now. They are not even the Democrat Party of, you know, 30 years ago. They have morphed into this very frightening organization. And when you see what is happening out across this country in these Democrat-run cities and states, you see the chaos and the anarchy, burning down of buildings, looting, just complete, terrorism in many cases. You don't see Joe Biden out there saying, gosh, we shouldn't do that. The only person that is standing up for law and order in this country is Donald Trump. Then you look at the fact that this guy now has Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as his climate change advisor, the Green New Deal. Let's not forget the $93 trillion price tag on that, millions of energy jobs lost overnight. What that would ultimately mean for this country is probably bankruptcy pretty quickly. That, along with the fact that this guy wants open borders, free health care for illegal immigrants, he's getting pushed further and further left. He doesn't know which way is up. And if he, God forbid, ever became president, it would not be Joe Biden running the country. It would be this very far left radical socialist wing of the Democrat Party, and it is absolutely frightening.
You're a mind reader. We've been debating in the first hour with our callers, with our guests. What do we call the Democrat Party? And you just nailed it. It's the Democrat Socialist Marxist. That's who they are today. Now, I haven't even played it yet. I've teased it. I've talked about it in the last hour, this unbelievable video from the White House where Politico, that rag, had Ryan Lizer ask Kayleigh McEnany if the president would make a statement as to whether or not it was bad that the South lost the Civil War. We're going to play that video when you know, we've got more time later in the day, but we've got you here right now. Look, Lara, I think given that the Civil War was started by the South, which was run by Democrats, given that the KKK was the armed wing of the Democrat Party, shouldn't Joe Biden, shouldn't Sleepy Creepy, shouldn't we demand of him that he makes a statement about whether or not he thinks it was a bad thing that his party lost the Civil War?
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly right, and I'm glad you're bringing this up, because the Democrats, maybe the reason that they want to tear down, Sebastian, all of these statues is because these are statues, many of them who are revering the Civil War soldiers and commanders. These are all Democrats. They probably want us to forget that the statues are going to remind people that the Democrat Party was the party of slavery. The abolitionist party, the Republican Party, was started to get rid of slavery. Abraham Lincoln, let's not forget that. They're defacing his statue and memorial all over the place. The reality is the media has been masterful with the trickery they've done, the sleight of hand that they've done over the past several decades into convincing people somehow that they had nothing to do with slavery, that they were not the party of KKK and racism and Jim Crow. But whenever you look back at the history books, and I'm talking about the real history books, not the ones that they're trying to rewrite in all of our schools across America right now, it will tell that story. So maybe someone should have thought, we should ask Joe Biden that same question. What a ridiculous question that was. But it just shows you how desperate the media is right now, because they know no one, Sebastian, is excited about Joe Biden. And you contrast that with Donald Trump, who, I don't care what any poll will tell you out there, the enthusiasm for this president is huge in this country. It is far more than it was in 2016. I want to remind everybody, the polls have always gotten it wrong when it came to Donald Trump. And how many people, tell me truly, are excited about a Joe Biden presidency? Crickets is what you'll hear if you ask that question out there. So I think they very clearly know that they have a big problem on their hands. No one's excited about Joe Biden. Nobody would be sleeping out on the street for days and a week in advance to get in to see a Joe Biden rally. Yet we had 20 million people across all of our social media platforms, biggest Saturday night viewership on Fox News in the history of television for them with Donald Trump's Tulsa rally. Joe Biden can barely get 15 people into a basketball arena. So
I think that's the best description, where you said, no, who is going to sleep on a sidewalk for 3 days to even attempt to get to see Joe Biden in real life? It's just not going to happen.
But if they got in there, would he even know why they were there? Would he know
Look,
what was going on?
Laura, if he doesn't know who his wife is and who his sister is and whether he's running for the Senate or the presidency or whether, you know, Super Tuesday is on Thursday, then these are serious. They're funny on one hand, but they're also deadly serious. Follow her right now, Lara Leah Trump on Twitter. Let's get her to a million today. Come on, guys. So show some love to this lady. There's so much fake news about the president's depressed. He doesn't want to run again. I mean, I know this is all garbage. We have to just consign them to the trash heap. But can you send a message right now to all of those people who love America, who maybe aren't as political as others, and who are just really worried about what they've witnessed in the last 4 weeks in America, and who are concerned not just for the president and for the Make America Great Again agenda, but also for their own personal futures, Lara?
Well, they should be concerned, and if they look closely, they'll see that every single city that has been overrun with all of this chaos, the looting and rioting, the anarchy and arson, I mean, it is it's all Democrat-run cities and Democrat-run states. And President Donald Trump has been very clear. As soon as they want, he will send in the National Guard. He will be the law and order that we need. But a lot of people don't understand, Sebastian, this is a local situation. You can't just send in the federal troops into every town and city in America. This is left up to the local authorities. So if you ever wondered why is it important to get out and vote in every single election, this is why it's important, because your city leaders and your state leaders are the ones that ultimately make these decisions. This idea that we're going to defund the police, it will never happen under Donald Trump's watch. But Joe Biden hasn't really given us a clear answer as to how he feels about that. And let me just say, this idea that Donald Trump is somehow not going to run for president or wants to drop out of the race, I can't think of a more ridiculous statement. This man has never quit anything in his entire life. He didn't need to do this job in 2016, yet he knew he was the only person that could bring America back, that could do the things that needed to be done. And we saw him do them in the first 3 years of his presidency. And he's going to do it again. And he is the only way that we keep the America we have always had. I want my kids to grow up in the same America I did. Under President Donald Trump, that will happen. Under Joe Biden and the radical socialist Marxists, it will not happen. So it's never been clearer why we need 4 more years of Donald Trump than it is right now. And I just want to make sure, again, everyone knows Donald Trump is continuing to run for president. He will never quit. He will not rest a single day until we win on November 4th, and then he'll go back to work like he always does.
He's never given up. Right now, the NASDAQ has posted its best quarter since 1999. The Dow is almost hitting 26,000. That's the Trump effect. She's Lara Trump. Follow her right now, Lara Leah Trump. God bless you. This is America First.
Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good job. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank you.
I heard good.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for asking. We are back. This is America First across the nation on the Salem Radio Network. Hundreds of stations, millions of listeners. We just broke 10 million views on our new YouTube channel. If you're not subscribed, you're missing out. We did an extra hour that we didn't do on the radio show yesterday with the great John LeConte. Go to YouTube, look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Subscribe today. It's free. And hit the notifications bell twice, because that's how sneaky Google is, and you'll never miss a thing. We are now joined by one of our regular guests on America First, historian, columnist, financier, justice reform advocate, and author, most importantly, of the book on Mild Boss, the President of the United States, a president like none other, Lord Conrad Black. Follow him right now, Conrad M. Black. Lord Black, welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. Thank you.
I have in front of me various of your recent articles from the excellent website AmericanGreatnessAmGreatness.com, and I'm just fixated on one sentence in the one entitled, Trump's Goose Isn't Cooked Yet. And it's the following. The Democrats are now effectively allied with both a pestilence and with black racist extremists. Please expand, if you would.
Well, they are cranking up to nominate a candidate who is simply not feasible for that role. He, in my opinion, in his prime, he was not presidential timber. But now, and I don't make light of it, we all would wish to grow old eventually, and when we do, our powers deteriorate. But Joe Biden does not have the intellectual vigor, or for all I know, the physical stamina for the role that he seeks to fill. And everyone knows that he was carried across the finish line to spare the Democratic Party the Marxist candidacy of Bernie Sanders after Michael Bloomberg failed to impress people by spending $937 million to collect 5 delegates from American Samoa. And there was no one else. The the powers that be in the Democratic Party gave the nomination to Joe Biden, but he did not up to it. And in the absence of a serious candidate and taking advantage of the COVID crisis and claiming that for public health reasons, given his age, he has to remain under wraps, the Democratic media, which is 90% of the national political media, as you know, are running the campaign for him. And since they're not actually running for office themselves, it's a particularly easy task. All they have to do is sling muck at the president, and they do it 24 hours a day. And that's all they do. And they don't even claim, most of them, such as the New York Times, that they're giving another side of the story. Their role is to destroy the president, and they're relatively frank about that, most of them. And then the other ally in the phraseology that I use and that you cited is the fact that the Democrats have been committed all along to prolonging the shutdown as much as they can. And insofar as the president tries to reopen the country and rebuild the economy and reduce his own political vulnerability as being the Herbert Hoover of this century and the author of a Great Depression, they focus as much as possible on anything negative they can find about the status of the coronavirus. And so they are hyping the issue that the incidence has gone up, but completely failing to recognize that the fatality rate has sharply declined. It's down by almost 90% from where it was a couple of months ago. I mean, the fact is Trump has managed it quite well. He hasn't always done a brilliant job of the presentation of it, but his actual executive performance has been quite capable. But that is the best disguised secret in U.S. public affairs at the moment, because, as I said, according to the Harvard Review, 93% of the national political media are hostile to him.
Yeah, it is truly stunning. Has it surprised you that we hear today that the NASDAQ has hit a quarter high it hasn't seen since 1999, and already the Dow is nudging 26,000. Were you expecting such a V-shaped recovery?
I was, and I still am. And I still think that Trump's strategy is working. You know, when he had almost everybody agreed a one election, largely on his economic record, when the virus descended, and he was initially lampooned for underestimating the importance of it. Then he was accused, they started to torque up this theory that he was anti-science and was just a philistine with recommending a cup of tea and an aspirin or a drink of whiskey or something and treating it as just the flu. And so he saw that menace, and he brought in the scientists and went for a shutdown, and then brought the country out quite quickly, just as the Democrats were reaching a chronic level of addiction to the idea that we'd have a shutdown economy until Election Day. And I thought that the economy would bounce back quickly. And it isn't like bringing it back, as Roosevelt had to do during the Great Depression, where for four straight years you had millions of additional unemployed and no relief for them. This is a case where people were laid off from flourishing businesses for economically artificial reasons, and those jobs should be available if you move quickly enough to refill them.
The book is Donald J. Trump, A President Like No Other. Our guest is Lord Conrad Black. Conrad, what do you say in the last few minutes we have in this segment with you to those on the right who have said with the other issue, the Black Lives Matter, the Antifa, the death, the rioting, that the president hasn't been robust enough in his response to that threat?
Well, in fairness to him, he's been boxed a little bit. He has a huge body of opinion influencers ready to pounce, and some of them already have, saying that he is oppressive and has racist tendencies. And, of course, he's regularly accused by utter imbeciles like Don Lemon, for example, of being, in effect, a racist, which he isn't. I've known him for 25 years, and he has absolutely no tendencies in that direction at all. But so he has to be a little careful while there is still, post the horrible George Floyd death, murder, apparently, a particularly high sensitivity on that issue, understandably, and we all share it up to a degree. So he has to watch it on that side. And in addition, he's had this quasi-desertion in the ranks of the military, who've been spooked, retired senior officers, as well as the existing chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the defense secretary, effectively implying that the president is threatening to use the armed forces in places where they should not be and for political reasons, which is absolutely outrageous. But in this charged atmosphere, he has to be a little careful. So I think he is waiting for public patience with the outrages of these hooligans and, frankly, urban terrorists in many cases. I mean, let us not...
Savages. The Speaker Gingrich on our show called them barbarians. We will continue our discussion with Lord Conrad Black. Follow him right now on Twitter, Conrad M. Black. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial. The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump wants to meet you. This will be the first opportunity he's had to meet with American patriots like you since our country started reopening. His team will cover the flight, hotel, and give you VIP access for yourself and a guest. He'll even take a picture with you. All you have to do is text VIP to 88022 today for your chance to meet President Trump. Again, that's VIP to 88022 to enter to win this contest and to join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for four more years. Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Having far too good a conversation in the breaks on YouTube, we're going to reprise them right now with Lord Conrad Black. You can read, just start your day at amgreatness.com. Read Lord Black, read Victor Davis Hanson, and while you're at it, order his book, Donald J. Trump, A President Like No Other, being updated now for the election. Conrad, we finished the discussion in the last segment on what's happening with the U.S. military. I spent 5.5 years at National Defense University on faculty. I spent 2.5 years teaching the Marines at their war college in Quantico. Did you ever countenance that in a time of peace, we would have the most senior military officer in the United States and the CNO, the Chief of Naval Operations, apologize for racism in America and apologize for having been seen in public and photographed with the Commander-in-Chief?
I never could have imagined such a thing, and I thought the performance of the Secretary of Defense was just as disgraceful. I think in an ordinary time, they all would have been out, and they should be out. And if Trump's reelected, or even if he isn't, the day after the election, he should sack them. But the we were talking about why he hasn't moved more decisively in the assertion of the law in the face of this level of disorder. And I think he has to go cautiously because of the sensitivity post the terrible George Floyd episode, tragedy, the outrage. And he is clearly being undercut by some of the military who in a, as we've just discussed, a completely unprofessional and unacceptable manner are starting to dabble in politics. And that has not happened. And I mean, even General MacArthur never tried anything like that. And he was a great general, unlike these people. And in addition to that, he appears to be waiting, like General de Gaulle in 1968 during the general strike. Mm-hmm. He's waiting for public opinion to become properly angry at the outrages and effronteries of these people who are tearing down and denigrating practically every admired personality in American history. Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, Grant, all these people.
Is that a wise decision? Is that morally justifiable to wait?
Well, I think it is politically justifiable because the greater the public's impatience and the more it is fed, the more receptivity there will be when he takes a decisive stroke. And he will do it, I believe. And if they keep provoking, I mean, look at this nonsense in Seattle, another person murdered yesterday.
Yeah.
And the governor and the mayor, who are both utter imbeciles and contemptible people, in my opinion, to hold such positions, aren't doing anything about it. Well, I think there must be, even in this time of extraordinary strife and media bigotry, there must be a point at which the silent majority of Americans are simply not going to put up any longer with everything they have believed in respect of their country being denigrated in this way, and particularly not by outright threats by violent people, leaders of gangs of thugs and hooligans going on national television and saying they'll give us what we want or we'll burn society down. I mean, Trump can't lose against those people, but I think we have to defer to him on when the timing is best to strike, and especially since he can't use, as George Bush Sr. did in the Rodney King riots or President Eisenhower did in desegregating the school in Little Rock, Arkansas, and other presidents have done when they judged it appropriate, he can't use the armed forces. Or at least he can, but it would cause immense controversy and apparently some strain to discipline within the officer ranks. But I think it's like a boil that is just postulating and growing, and it will get to the point where the public will really want him to lance it. But he himself has to be more careful, and he has to avoid provocative remarks easily misconstrued by his enemies who are everywhere and magnifying any false step he makes.
A postulating boil, a carbuncle on our republic.
Well, that's what it is.
Yes. That's why we love having you as a regular guest here, Lord Conrad Black, a true Renaissance man, a man of letters, an incredibly successful businessman and author and historian. The book is Donald J. Trump, A President Like No Other. Follow him right now on Twitter, Conrad M. Black. Thank you. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you are in pain, please stop and try this remarkable product now. I suffered with a lower back pain issue for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks, and I am still pain-free a year and a half later. Its ingredients attack the source of the pain, which is your inflammation. That's why tens of thousands of Americans are gaining relief right now. You deserve to find out if you could be the next success story. It's so very, very simple. All you have to do is go to ReliefFactor.com and order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. You take it morning and evening, as do I, and I guarantee you, Dr. G's guarantee, you will know by the end of the 3 weeks if it works for you like it works for me. Listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. What have you got to lose? Do it today. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. Order your 3-week quick starter pack and find out if you're the next success story like Yvonne and her husband. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls here on America First.
Making sense out of today's nonsense, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Is it 6 a.m. in California? Am I on the Jen and Brian show? That's how they introduced me on KRLA, and I love it. We've purloined their bumper music for me. The doctor is in the house, and so are our callers.
God bless you all. Let's go to Brent in Los Angeles, line one.
Hello, Bright Light Gladiator Gorka.
Thank you, my friend.
Yes, I'm calling about our courageous and righteous General Michael Flynn's recent op-ed article in the Western Journal on how American patriots can rescue our virtuous nation from the grip of what he identifies as the children of darkness.
Yes.
This article echoes profoundly Archbishop Vigano's transcendent letter of support to President Trump on the dark demonic forces that threaten our world. And because of General Flynn's brilliant insights, unique experience, and skills, I really hope President Trump will seriously consider appointing him as a Union commander or an ad hoc cabinet leader to organize a national security team to once again defeat today's Democrat Confederacy and their rabidly racist commanders, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Occupy, Louis Farrakhan, David Duke, Barack Obama, and an aspiring 21st century Uncle Joe.
Do you write a script out before you come on my show, Brent?
I generally have lots of notes. I usually come in with pages and pages of notes.
That was a good one. I think I read almost the whole article by General Flynn last week in Western Journal. Let's repost it for those who may have missed that segment. It was absolutely superb. And Brent, my suggestion, I don't know if you heard it, my idea was we need a presidential commission to investigate the outbreak of the coronavirus. Don't you think it would be nice if Mike Flynn were the head of that presidential commission?
All of it's connected. The virus, the race riots, they're all the same thing, just different masks.
It is. No, but we need somebody in charge, and I think he should be that man. God bless you, Brent. Nicely done, nicely done. Let's go to Dale in Detroit. Line five. Thanks for waiting, Dale.
Hi, Doctor.
Hey.
Hey, I got a couple really important questions to ask you, some opinion. I know you love your favorite Star Trek movie is Wrath of Khan, obviously. But I'd like to know a couple, like three things, maybe a bonus fourth one is, what's your second and third favorite? So your top three movies, your top three series for Star Trek, and your top three captains. And I got a bonus Star Trek question if we can get to it.
It's not Friday. It's not Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. I'll give you my three favorite characters. So Wrath of Khan is the best, one of the best movies out there. When it comes to Star Trek characters, it's got to be Tiberius. It's got to be James T, number one. Number two, Bones. Come on. Bones is just the curmudgeon who you want to have as a buddy. And don't go crazy, Twitter sphere, okay? Q and QAnon is garbage. It's a cult. It's snake oil. But the third coolest character in all of Star Trek is from the Next Generation. I don't like the Next Generation. It's a bunch of, you know, snowflakes generally. But Q, the super being Q from the first season, something cool about that dude. Is that enough for you, Dale?
Yeah, I had a question about how you like the reboots.
How I like, you mean the movies? You know,
the reboot.
I have to say this, apart from the obsession with lens flares that J.J. Abrams has, I do like the reboots. They could have been worse. There's a bit too much frenetic action by the time you get to number three. But the first two, not too bad. How about you, Dell?
Well, I hated the reboots. The first one I got through. The second one, I felt violated and almost walked out. Because they just repeated some of the best moments from the original movie.
Yes.
They just repeated them. They destroyed Khan, the Khan character,
right,
in my opinion. I couldn't watch it. I didn't watch the third one.
Third one is garbage. The third one is garbage. But of the three, the first one is the most decent. Thank you for giving me a Friday kind of question, Dale. God bless. Let's go to line one. Cynthia in Houston.
Hello?
Yes. Welcome, Cynthia.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
I just have a question because, thank you, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I have a question. I often hear that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group, but you never hear anyone say that the Ku Klux Klan is a terrorist group.
Sorry, that's just wrong. That is just wrong. What you just said is you never hear anybody say the KKK is a terror. That's just wrong. I'll say it right now, and thousands of people have said it. The KKK was the terrorist arm of the Democrat Party. Is that good enough for you?
Okay, so my question, I heard you, so I won't say that again, but the question that I have for you is, what characteristics of the Black Lives Matter movement qualifies it to be a terrorist group?
What they say about themselves, when you have the director, the chairman of the New York Black Lives Matter organization on national television say the following: if we don't get what we want, we are going to burn the system down. Threats of physical force against a system of chosen representative government is the definition of terrorism, Cynthia.
I agree with that. But this is where I get confused. I'll hear people say that, but then you'll hear them run to the defense of the Confederate generals when we all know that they committed treason.
Hang on. Who's running to the defense of Confederate generals?
Why would you sign an executive order to protect the statues for the Confederate generals if you were running to the defense?
Because this isn't bloody Somalia. This isn't Bosnia. We don't rip down federal monuments. We don't use violence to deny the history of the Democrat Party. That's why. I don't understand what you keep bringing up problems. I answer your question, and then you say you agree with me. So I think we're on the same page. We're losing you, Cynthia. Cynthia in Houston, stay on the line. I think you were trying something that failed, but let's give her a copy of The War for America's Soul. Cynthia, stay on the line. Thank you for your questions and allowing me to elucidate. More of your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Are you using a mobile phone provider that's one of the big companies? If you are, I've got bad news for you. You are funding people who hate you. Yeah, it's that simple. The big phone companies spend part of your bill every month to fund things like Planned Parenthood, to fund Democrat candidates, to fund gun control organizations. Don't let them. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company out there, Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. They have a special deal right now. Where's my buffer? I don't know. It's disappeared. It lasts until July 11th. Use the promo code FREEDOM. It's the Let Freedom Ring promotion. You can get a free phone or a free month, free activation, so much more. You can call them on 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Promo code FREEDOM. Unlimited talk and text. A dependable national 4G LTE network. Oh, and did I tell you? They're good guys. They're on our side. Do it today. Join the patriotmobile.com team today.
He may have been born in Britain, but now his heart is America's. It's your favorite legal immigrant, President Trump's former strategist, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
My heart is America's. My head is Mike Lindell's My Pillows. Yes, indeed. Do you like that? I just came up with that. I rest my head on my Mike Lindell pillow every night. I had 9 hours sleep last night. Oh, it feels so good. When did you last have 9 hours of sleep? Admit it. Give it a try. You'll have up to 50% off if you use my name. He sold 45 million MyPillows. Go to MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468, 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to Aaron in Maryland. Welcome back. Line 3, always value for money.
Happy early Independence Day Oh, Great Gorka.
I like that. Thank you. We're going to be talking about July 6th in the next hour with July 4th with Jerry Falwell. Sorry, my wife's birthday is July 6th, so they kind of come together. We're going to talk about July 4th with Jerry Falwell Jr. in the next hour. What brings you to our sunny shores today?
So I caught Brian last segment,
yeah,
and he was referring to General Flynn's new op-ed from yesterday's
Western it's a
Journal.
New one.
Yes, and he's referring, and General Flynn and Brian are both referring to the fact that there's the 2% of the loser commies out there fighting against the 98% of us normals. And pardon me, but not really, for using that loser commies connotation against these hacks, pukes, and jerks. Just like the jihadists.
I wish you wouldn't mince your words and just stop beating about the bush, man, please.
We've got to call them like they are, okay? Yeah. They're Bolsheviks, they are godless, they are nihilists. They are using their ignorance and mob tactics as a substitute and replacement for their mental instability and to give their meaningless lives a sense of purpose. That sense of purpose is obviously deranged, and it's directed at our president. And that's what makes him so dangerous.
Yeah.
The bourgeoisie that are above us as normal working class citizens have stolen these kids' meaning and their lives by selling our strategic industrial base to China for pennies of
market. Careful. You're falling into Bolshe language usage there. Bourgeoisie is just the middle class. You're talking about the stinking so-called elite, aren't you, Aaron?
Yeah, and I want to toss in, I think that there is a little bit of a dividing line between the not in my backyard.
Stay on the line. We're up against the heartbreak. We will continue this discussion on YouTube if you can stay on the line, because I've got a question to ask you too, Aaron. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the putrid swamp that is Washington, D.C. Next up, Jerry Falwell Jr. and former CIA station chief Dan Hoffman. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.